weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and called me away. Oh, yes.
It's Wednesday, September 7th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Clay Walker, he sang a great song that is gravely underrated called Where Do I Fit in the Picture? That's the question today. Where do we fit in the picture? All right. We've been walking through the big picture of the storyline of Scripture, and today we get to the present time. This chapter in the biblical narrative is called The Proclaimed Kingdom. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament promises. As soon as the disciples realize this, they get excited that the kingdom of God is going to come in all its fullness right then. But then, surprise, Jesus dies. And at the crucifixion, the disciples scattered because they were confused and they were frightened. And they were confused because they knew what the Old Testament prophets said about the fulfillment of the Messiah, that he was going to bring about great division. God's enemies will be judged and God's people vindicated. But they still did not understand what the prophet said, how the Christ has to die if God's kingdom is to come. So then 3 days later, hope broke loose on the scene when Jesus rose from the dead. And so they're thinking, okay, now is the time that God's enemies will be judged and God's people vindicated. But that's not the case, is it? The disciples should not be surprised. Jesus told them a few times that he would leave the earth and return only after a delay. The promises of the kingdom will not be completely fulfilled until his second coming. Jesus tells us to be ready for that day. Matthew 25, verse 13 says, "Keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Now, the Bible calls the time between the first and second comings of the Christ the last days. This is the period in which the New Testament letters were written and in which we still live today. It lies in the intersection of two ages, the present age and the age to come. The kingdom of God is both now and not yet. It has come with the appearance of Jesus on earth and through his death and resurrection. He has spoken of the kingdom as a present reality. It has been manifest in his own ministry on earth and is now possible for anyone to enter it. But the kingdom is also something we must wait for in the future. It is only when Jesus returns that it will be fully introduced and Jesus will say to his people, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." Matthew 25, verse 34. If we have placed our trust in Christ, we belong to the new creation, but we have not yet received all its blessings. For the time being, we must live in a fallen world which bears the marks of sin and God's judgment against it. Now, I've said before that Vaughn Roberts wrote a book called God's Big Picture, Tracing the Storyline of the Bible. That is where I'm drawing most of this information. And he says this in this book. He says the reason for the delay, that Peter predicts that skeptics will wonder whether Jesus will ever return. And so he says, in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming?" he promised. 2 Peter 3:3-4. So he encourages Christians, do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Verses 8-9. 2,000 years is not long from God's perspective. He has deliberately delayed the return of the Lord Jesus so that more people will have a chance to hear the gospel and repent before it is too late. That is why I've called this period the proclaimed period. It is the age of gospel proclamation to all nations, as Jesus himself made clear. Just before Jesus ascended to heaven, he tells his disciples, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. That's Luke 24, verse 46 through 49. Now, there's a command and a promise here. The command is to proclaim the gospel in all the world. All right? That is a massive task for a small group of weak and frightened individuals. But they are not left on their own. God promises to give them power, namely the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. All right? That's what he does in Acts 2. This is called Pentecost, and he sends his Spirit so that all believers now are filled with the Spirit and have the power to make spiritually dead men come alive through the sharing of the gospel. So here's the chronology of the last days. The sending of the Spirit, number one, and then when that happens, the gospel will be preached to all nations. And number three, when that happens, Jesus returns. All right, that's kind of the main diagram, the chronology of the last days. The Spirit has been sent. That's in the past. Jesus is going to return. That's in the future. So the present reality is that the gospel is being preached to all nations. Question is, are we a part of that? May we be Christians, living in the last days, filled with the Holy Spirit, going to the nations, proclaiming the gospel, and making disciples, just as Jesus said. And in so doing, lift high the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me.